We woke up about the same time this morning. It was about 5 o'clock, I believe. And got up, came down, got a cup of coffee, and I usually sit at the kitchen table with my Bible and my notes and go over everything that God's put in my heart to prepare. And after a little while, my wife came out and said, "Are you done?" I think that's what you said. And I said, "Why? You got something?" And she said, "Yeah," and she sits down. Okay, I'm done now. But what she began to release and unveil to me was what Barbara confirmed here this morning. Intentional. Intentional. And I thought of, you knew that when she was saying it, didn't you? The whole time. Yeah, and I was over here wobbling going, wow. So you heard from the Holy Spirit this morning, and then I knew you had the answer, and that's why I said, "Barb, you got something." Now, she's usually prepared, but what she said confirmed exactly what Deb said. When you said intentional, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who intentionally, diligently seek him. And then you began to say that we have to release what's in us. We have to intentionally release what's in us. And this is what, it was probably about 6 o'clock at this point, that my wife said to me, she started saying that, how do we, and I'm just paraphrasing because I didn't write it down, but you heard what Barbara said, be intentional. Be intentional about who you are in Christ. When you come before another person on this planet, be intentional. Think about, what would God want me to say to this person? And we talked about it for probably 30 minutes, close to 30 minutes. And it was like she said, can you imagine if the entire body of Christ this week would intentionally talk to one person and minister by prayer or by being obedient to what the Spirit tells you. You know, he may tell you a total to bless a total stranger. He might say, give them $50. If he did that, I guarantee you they needed the $50. And that's confirmation that God exists to that individual. He will use us. He wants to use us intentionally. Just as Jesus walked this earth, everything Jesus did was intentional. He didn't just go for a walk and say, I wonder what's going to happen today. He talked to the Father, and the Father talked to him. And he said, I want you to take this path to Jericho today. You take this path this time. You go down by the seashore this time. You need to talk to some boys down there that are seemingly feeling their failures at their fishing business. Imagine, Ken, if you went to work on a Saturday night, the biggest night, and not a one customer came. That'd be tough. Suzanne, you have a big business, and imagine if not one customer came for a week long, not just one day, but day after day. So Jesus was intentional about who he spoke to. He was intentional with that woman at the well. He was intentional wherever he went. And you were saying this morning that she felt like the Holy Spirit was saying that to you. He was saying that through Barbara. And I'm reiterating that we need to be intentional. Because quite honestly, she was saying, well, I know you do. I said, no, I went to Lowe's yesterday. I didn't think of one person in that store. I'm just being honest. I didn't think of ministering to anybody at Lowe's. I had three things I was thinking of getting, and I'm zipping up the electrical aisle, and I'm zipping over in the plumbing aisle, and I'm going after my stuff. When Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I'll get you the stuff. I'm going to be intentional from this day forward. I'm going to be on purpose. I'm going to be diligent. Did that come to you? Anybody else that the Spirit of God, same Holy Spirit, be intentional. Be diligent. Be diligent. He rewards the diligent. And like you said, Barb, when we give it away, it does something for us. You were saying that this morning. So it does more for us sometimes than it does the recipient. They can get their blessing, but you were used of God. Not to wait. You were just sharing with me. You waited. And finally, the third time, is that true? I forget what it was, about talking to somebody. You were just sharing that, I think, this morning, about being intentional. It kind of, sometimes when we hear something, we think, oh, no, that's not God. We have to know the voice of the Spirit of God. Because to our carnal mind, in the natural, when you're not operating in the anointing, things seem weird. Strange when you get a thought to say something. It seems out of place or whatever. But I tell you what, when you act on it and you step over into it, the anointing comes on you. That's why Jesus was able to tell them, don't worry about what you're going to say. You just go. You be obedient and you'd go. I'll tell you when you get there. See, that's walking by faith. I'll tell you when you get there. But God, I want to know ahead of time. That isn't the way our Father works. He says, will you go? Well, where are you at? Where are you sending me? No, but will you go? But you know, what's the weather like? No, will you go? Will you go?
Your son and I were talking last night, and we said the best time to go fishing is all the time. And that's exactly when you were standing there this morning talking about everything, I said, oh, so we just need a good fish finder. So as we go out, we go fishing everywhere we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Fishing for men.
Yeah.
Intentionally fishing.
Intentionally fishing.
All the time. Always on.
Not in our own power, not in our own strength, not trying to make it happen. You know for sure that the Holy Spirit told you. And when you do, that person is going to be rocked by God himself. And I want more of that. And that's what you were saying this morning. I want more. I want to see more. We have a small group here this morning, but just think if every one of us this week intentionally was able to touch somebody with the power of God, you'd advance God's kingdom, which is what our mission is, to advance God's kingdom. Jesus talked more about the kingdom here. I'm thankful we're going to heaven, but while we're here on the earth, it's not about heaven. It's about the kingdom and being kingdom agents here, to reach the lost that don't know about the kingdom. That's why these Hell's Angels people call themselves the Hell's Angels. If they really understood the truth, they would run from that. Intentional. That's the word for today. Intentional. That's all we need to know, is that we need to, as Spirit-filled believers here, be intentional. On purpose for Jesus Christ. You want to see miracles? That's what it's going to take. You see, when we go to a foreign country, and I want to change that to see what happens in foreign countries happen here. I talk to too many ministers that say we don't see it to the capacity that we do when we go on foreign soil. And you know what it is? It's the hearts of the people there are so darn hungry for the truth. But when they see a miracle, something about a miracle that would get somebody's attention. It's not about our fancy programs. It's not about trying to have more programs. It's not about filling up the schedule, praying six times a week. It isn't about any of that. It's about being on purpose, intentional with what God's put in us. He's got everything you need on the inside of you. All the tools are inside you. The dunamis power of God that raised Jesus out of the pit of hell resides inside of us. And that power is there for a purpose. Not to just so we can say we got it. I got it in my hands. I got it in my feet. I got it in my walk and my talk. No, now I got to do something with my hands. I got to do something with my speech. I got to do something with my feet. When it's all over me, I got to look for someone to give it away to. Intentionally. Intentionally. I'm so glad I came this morning. I was wondering how we were going to top last night. But I tell you what, it doesn't compare. Last night was good. We like to party. But boy, this was better. This was better. Father, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that every person here, physically and under the sound of my voice, would be intentional this week, would be on purpose to find somebody. Father, that they would pray and ask you to direct them to the person or persons this week to show them your goodness, to show them your power, to show them your grace, your mercy. And I pray right now, Father, that you would fill everyone here. Fill everyone with the Spirit of the living God who resides inside of us. But Father, may your Spirit come out of us, intentionally touching the world. I pray, Father, that we would have the boldness of a lion. That we would have the boldness at the command of the Spirit of God to lay hands on somebody infirmed in a wheelchair, believing and expecting them to rise up and walk. That boldness would come on us. That would quicken us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doers of the word. That we'd be doers of your word, not hearers only. The word this morning is intentional. Father, that we would be doers of the intentional. To advance your kingdom. To advance your kingdom. To push back darkness. To thwart the enemy's plans. I come against you, Satan. In Jesus' name, I bind you. You get off every one of these dear brothers and sisters of mine here. Get off their families. Get off their children. Get off their spouses. Get off their physical bodies. Get out of their mind. We receive intentionally deliverance here this morning. Deliverance from thoughts that would come from the enemy. Deliverance from perversions. Deliverance from addictions. Deliverance from sickness and disease. Deliverance from ourself being prideful. Father, humble us. May we humble ourselves before you and come boldly to your throne right now. Father, I grab a hold of all your grace. I grab a hold of the mercy. I didn't deserve it. I couldn't work for it, but I receive it. I thank you, Lord, that we're dangerous to the enemy. We are dangerous to the devil. And we are attractive to the world. Father, that we would walk in love. That we would truly walk in love when we go to work tomorrow. When we go to the supermarket. Wherever we go. We'd be quick to forgive. Not to judge. That we would humble ourselves. The faith that resides inside of us. It operates by love. Faith worketh by love. Father, may we get that once and for all. And from this day forward, may we be a different people for you, intentional, on purpose, showing the world a God that so dearly loves them, that you've fallen in love with them, Father, and you sent Jesus. Help us to make a difference in other people's lives. Help us to be that one that says, I'll go, Father. I'll speak to that one. Use me. Use me to speak a word of encouragement. Use me to bless, to be a blessing to somebody else. That's why I receive the blessings. So I can be a blessing to somebody else. Intentionally, Father, in me and everybody else here, may this week be a different week than we've ever lived on this planet. May things truly begin to change on the inside of our hearts. May we truly have the grace operating in us. May we truly love the unlovely. Help us, Father, not to judge people. Help us to love them. Father, we intentionally pray this prayer this morning from our hearts. And we receive. We receive. I believe I receive. I believe I receive another degree, another measure of the Spirit of God. That my mind, the mind of Christ that's in every one of us, would begin to think like Jesus. Not selfishly, but Father, that we'd think of others and put our needs behind and put others' needs ahead of us. Help us, Father, to be intentional. In Jesus' name. Amen. I got what I came for. See, I come to give out, but I come to get. I got filled, and I'm going to let her rip. Both guns a-blazing. Both guns of faith going forward. Not looking for the miraculous, going to bring the miraculous. So can you. So can you. So can you. So can you. Every one of us has the goods. We've got the merchandise inside of us. We are one-third perfect. Our spirit is perfect. God sees us and loves us just as much as he loves Jesus. That's shouting ground. When you know how much he loves you, it'll change the way you live. Change the way you talk. Change the way you act. Change the way you walk. Change your talk. Change what you do with your hands. Yes, Barbara. She's got more. You see, this is Father's Day, and we're honoring our Father in heaven.
And that's what this point is about right now. I had this earlier, and I can't release before we leave today. The Father said there's just some people in here. A day like this is really difficult for you. A day like that is so hard because of your relationship with your Father. And there were wounds that happened. There were situations that happened that you've never been the father you could have been, or You've never been able to truly just accept the Father's love unconditionally because your own dad didn't give it to you like that. And I just feel like the Lord wants to just heal some wounds today. You know, I've learned a very simple thing. It's a very private thing, but it's a very simple thing that when I have things that come up in my spirit, I don't dig around for issues that may have happened when I was in my mother's womb. But when things rise up and things come to you, you know, sometimes it's amazing how you can be in your 50s and your 60s and your even your 70s, and suddenly these thoughts and these wounds come up that you think, well, that was so long ago, and I'm over that, and I'm beyond that. And yet they seem to keep rising, and they seem to keep affecting the way you deal with people and the way you are able. You maybe were criticized, and there was so much judgment against you and so much put down that you find yourself being critical with others, and you don't know where that came from. But when you see the root, you realize that you're dealing with fruit of things that happened in your life that you haven't been able to just get over. You know, we say, well, just get over it. And God wants to heal those places. And so I've learned this very simple thing, and I'm just going to offer it to you today as we celebrate the Father, that you can ask God to visit you in the places of your heart that Pastor John can't reach, Barbara Arbo can't reach. They can't get inside you and do what has to be done, but the Father can. And he can go to the very depths of your heart. As a matter of fact, he said he searches everything through the power of the Holy Spirit. He searches and analyzes everything, and he goes to the very deepest parts of us. And he begins to sift and analyze things and reveals things. And he never reveals except to heal. And so when those things are revealed in your own heart, and when you sense, like on a day, something as simple as it's a Father's Day, and suddenly you just want to put it out of your mind, it's like, that's not a good memory to me. And yet other people all around you, they're celebrating, they're honoring their dads, and you're hearing all these accolades, and yet you didn't even hear from your child, or something has happened that has caused a gap. I just felt like the Spirit of the Lord said, today I want to bring healing to that. So I'm just gonna lead you in prayer right now. I just have to release what God gave me. So Father, I ask you right now that if there's a place in anyone's heart that nobody really can touch in this room today, that only you can touch, I ask that you would visit today, that you would come and you would just visit that place in the heart where maybe there was a brokenness in a father's love, or maybe there was a non-existent father, or a father that left us with wounds or hurts. Father, I just pray that as you've brought healing to so many, Father, today, that you would heal those deepest parts of us, those places, Father God, that we don't even know how to get to ourselves, that your balm, that Gilead balm, would go and would touch those places and would not just band-aid the wound, but would heal and restore. I can see ulcerated places almost in the realm of the spirit, like there would be in a physical, where there's just a rawness there. And the balm of Gilead is going in right now to just touch those places in your heart and impart to you a sense of acceptance in the beloved. To know that regardless of what you experienced on earth, that most likely the greatest way you can forgive someone that left a wound in you is to just say, Father, I know that they only wounded me because they were probably wounded too. That's what happens in generations in the past, where we don't know how to mother a father because we weren't parented right. And so we tend to raise our children the way we were raised. Even though we despise some of those things, we found ourselves doing the same. So, Father, I thank you today that the blood of Jesus just breaks every curse, and that we live without remorse, without regret, Father, that we've been born again of divine sperm. And it's amazing, Father, that you are our Father, and that we have every wonderful attribute, every wonderful part of your character in us, Father. When we look and read of you and see the way you handle people and love them so unconditionally, we have those, that DNA in us. And so, Father, we can start a new trend. We can start a new way of living. You said, oh, rebasur, rebaka, we found a new way of living. And, Father, I thank you that it's a new way of giving. And it's giving out of a heart that is whole, not a heart that's half broken, but a heart that is whole because you came to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. And Father, if we've been captivated in any way in that realm, Father, we just thank you that you come today and you just visit us in that wonderful way where you just bring that balm and that you just move us on. You move us on and we become a father to the fatherless, that we take the very thing that maybe was difficult in our lives and we turn around and we give out of that place. And that very thing gives healing, just as we've been speaking about being intentional. Maybe some of these men didn't have a father in that place in their lives, or they don't have it. Father, that they would be intentional to reach out to the young men that seem fatherless around them, and that they would pour into them, and that they would love on them, and just embrace them, and put their arm around them, and do the things to them that weren't done to them. And that healing would begin, and that they would begin to be used of you on purpose and intentionally to bring healing in the very place that they had lost. It's such a full circle that you do, Father God, by the Spirit of God. You just bring us full circle through the very things that were most difficult for us, and you give them to us as strengths. And you've gone to great lengths to bring that kind of healing in our souls and restore us and make us whole. And so today, Father, I thank you that never again will Father's Day be a difficult day for anyone in this room. That there's like a Holy Ghost broom right now sweeping out anything in the hearts from the past that was left, the abandonment they felt, anything, Father God, that needs just to be washed by the blood of Jesus and renewed. And I pray, Lord God, that they would celebrate you, that they would have lots to thank God, and that they would give you gifts and words and cards today, Lord God, out of the innermost being of their heart, that they would maybe just sit down and journal to you how wonderful you've been to them. Maybe they have no dad to say that to, Father, but they would take time to say it to you, and that they would give you the gift of the very living sacrifice of their lives, Father, to say that because of what you've given them, they also want to give back to you. And Father, I thank you for what you do by the Spirit right now in this moment of time, Father. And I thank you for the quickening of your Spirit in the heart of every man and woman and child in this room today. And those that have had great dads and have had a wonderful time parenting, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you just cause them to be filled with the joy of the Lord, Father, and be filled with a sense of divine purpose in giving the good thing that they've had to others, Father, of emptying out of themselves, not keeping it all for themselves, but pouring it out to those that have lacked in that area, so that each one that abounds in one area would release to others, and that the supply of the Spirit would come in the house. And there wouldn't be anybody left out, Father. Everybody in the house would feel filled from that very place in you where you've intentionally spilled upon us today. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Barb. Before we're going to dismiss, but if there's anybody here that would like me to pray with them, or I'm going to ask Barbara and Steve to stick up around here just for a couple minutes, and my wife. If there's anybody that would like intentionally for us to pray with you, maybe this is a hard time for you. But you know what? God is bigger than our hard times. He's the one we want to run to, not run away from. He's the one that we want to open our arms to and not close our hearts off to. Let God do the work that only His Spirit can do. So as we dismiss, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the people that have come today. I thank you, Lord, that they had ears to hear and hearts to receive all that you've begun to do here in their lives. Father, we thank you for the refreshments after. We just thank you that they're blessed and nourishment to our bodies. Nothing we eat or drink will harm us in any way. We thank you again, Father, for being our Father. In Jesus' name. precious name. Amen. Well, you are dismissed.